Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Norbert, how often do we talk about how stressed out we are?
Hourly, which is terrible because chronic stress wears down the mind and body. It can cause mood disorders such as depression, which have enormous effects on the brain.
For example, the hippocampus, which is the brain's memory center, can shrink in people with a history of depression. And neurons, which are cells that allow a brain to receive and transmit signals, can't function normally. Now a new report leaves little doubt about the stress's toll on the brain.
This study shows chronic stress blocks a gene called Neurontin that normally protects the brain from mood disorders. Researchers experimented with rats, which also possess the Neurontin gene. For 35 days, the rats were isolated, given no food or play, and had their light and dark cycles flipped.
As expected, the rats showed signs of depression. They lost interest in food and sweetened drinks and didn't swim when placed in water. These rats had significantly lower Neurontin gene activity compared with rats in a control group.
While some of the depressed rats were given antidepressants to recover, others were injected with an engineered virus to spur Neurontin gene activity. These rats recovered just as well as those given antidepressants, which suggests Neurontin is effective at blocking stress and mood disorders.
To further prove Neurontin can protect the brain from depression, researchers blocked the Neurontin gene in healthy rats to see if they'd become depressed. They did.
Researchers can use the study to develop new therapies to treat mood disorders which plague 1 in 4 Americans.
For me, what's crystal clear is I need to lower the stress in my life. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.